Gemara on Yudbeis Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses a person holding a cup of a beer, and he started off by saying Dorfi Agopin, and he ended off with Sha'achol Yidabaroi. The Gemara asked whether he was Yosef. So we learned that Rashi says he had one interpretation that we spent a lot of time on 2 weeks ago, and then the Ramban quotes interprets the Rishi. The Rishi has a different interpretation. And maybe tonight we'll just, for a few minutes, the Rishi has another version, a different Yosef. And you know, another version of what the Sufik is. So the Rishi also on the bottom of the list. At the end of the first Perek in Brachos, the Rishi comes up, the Vav on the day. Page 12. There's one that in Yeshiva, he doesn't like saying page number. There's a page that says on top of 1 and a 2. And he'll get smacked on a Thursday. We call our own page and I'm the only. Yeah. I don't know what's the difference. Yeah. Page 12, that's in the rear. So they rise it on the bottom of the, all the way on the bottom of the almost. Following the guy. Yes, everything. Take 12. Yes. So first he discusses Rashi's shot a little bit. So he says, first of all, Rashi's are telling here on the bottom of the first column, and they write it by the letter Dalet. The Palamor says, look, in Rashi, and Rashi has everything. Rashi has the correct shot. I don't understand what the Rif wants. The Palamor writes. I don't know what the Rif wants. Rashi has the correct. Here's the correct shot. Just look around. So the writer writes, Amar Avraham, he's referring to the Pirush HaTzafati. The French commentator, who is Rashi, says, Rabbeinu Shlaimer. Who's Rabbeinu Shlaimer? He's Rabbeinu Shlaimer HaTzafati. Okay. Then he says, V'hayinu mashmichim Pirush HaGlem Rabbeinu Hananu Tal Acha Gezeinu. When we were younger, we used to reject the Girsus HaGoyim, Rabbi Goyim, and Rabbeinu Hananel. Acha Gevenu, we threw it away over our shoulders, like you throw away some junk that you're not going to use, even though the writing was astrology from Paschia, no? The writing was also from Provence, the same area where the Balaam was from Provence. So he should have really followed the tradition of the Girsa Aspartis. He says when they were younger, they rejected the Girsa to the Pirush HaGoyim and the Rabbeinu Hananel Zalach HaGebeinu. And he says that we were making a big mistake because Rashi's pshat is a tell. The Toim HaYim, we made a mistake because Rashi and Tosfos learned that the Gemara divided like Shita was, the person said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shahak Oli Yedidvara, and he drinks a cup of beer. So what could be wrong? But when he said, the issue in the Gemara was, when he said Hashem or Cain or Melech HaOlam, he had a mind to feel like Barfi HaGafim, which wouldn't have been acceptable on beer. But then with the soap, he realized that it's not wine, it's beer. So he said, Hashem or Cain, Shakali the Gemara. So Tysus couldn't understand what is it. It was God. Who ever heard that Kavanah, he had the wrong Kavanah, so Ruin is the Broker, I miss the same Tzirah Kavanah. So that started a whole discussion in the Mishnah and Nachmanim, what's the pshat in the Girsa of Rashi? Why, what is the Makom Reis topic? So that's what one of the main tainus against Rashi is. Shulay Matzano Me'olam, we never found anywhere in the world to gam b'drocha mishum kavan acheres. Never heard that a drocha should be possible. That a drocha is not good because you had the wrong kavan of Mishat Samir with a drocha. And even in Kriyashma, by your dying of your nosh, I feel in Kriyashma, Shulman HaTeres, and this is a third to be said Kriyashma, Eina Kavana Liakosso, puts me Tosik Rishon. Only Tosik Rishon, you have to have Kavana Tzimu Shamir. The rest of the Kriyashma, you don't need Kavana. Oh, so why should anybody in his right mind think of Tosik Rishon, should have come to Shei Brach Barat? Here he hasn't been to say a Brach, and the Barat, he thought he's going to feel like Tosik Rishon, and then he's going to stop Shachon even Barat. So why does this make sense? Well, why is there a sad at all to say that it should be no good? How could that be in the Bible issue? That was Tosfos Kashi. So Tosfos gave the answer, there are different versions of the answer. So he holds that Kashi cannot be answered. And then he says the Kirsa issue, that's what the Ramban quoted. Ramban was after the Rizid. Ramban a lot of times quotes from the Rizid verbatim. He often will not even tell you that he's quoting for the Rizid. Time. We were such a popular statement, so it was understood. He writes those words understood. Ramban HaFurish also, a lot of times Ramban Yitra quotes verbatim from the Jewish Rizid on the Torah's Quran. Without giving him credit. Sami was a W. that he's quoting for the writers. There's a few famous pieces in the Ramban, a few Chidushim on the Ramban and Vayikra that say the same in the writers that he's quoting. He wrote on the Gemara, he says it, and Muhammad's a lot of times. We don't know, we don't have all of the Hasbogas the writers printed on the bottom of the page. They have more scoring by the writers because of Shom, this is Hasbogas this is Hatzogus on the Balamor. Then the writer has Hatzogus on the wrist. He has two different stories. Hatzogus on the wrist and Hatzogus on the Balamor. So we don't have everything printed on the bottom of the page. Sometimes it's printed in another spot. So very often you'll check through, you'll see that the Mohammed very often will quote verbatim a few lines from the writer without giving him credit. Apparently it was before him in his time that he's quoting from the writer. They do not give credit. So this time also the next time that the Ramban quotes from the writer, this time against Rashi, that the accuser doesn't have Pasach Adaita de Samro, the CM, the Shifra, doesn't have Adaita, it's Pasach de Samro. He started off by saying, Borpi Agobin. So obviously he didn't say, Barchat HaShem HaKem HaKom, Shakur Mivitvore. And they call Pasach Bidei Amra, and Pasach Adaita. So they don't have the Gears Adaita. So therefore he says, Sammy in his older age, he decided when he was younger, he made a mistake and he felt that Rashi Shal is correct. Like the Balamor, they used to learn the Chavush, the Balamor the Rabbi learned the Chavush. So that's what they have us talking about each other. The writer wrote a sefer on Hilchas Midah that's called the Bali HaNefesh, so we have the Hasagas of the Balamor and the Bali HaNefesh. And on the Gemara, on the Riz, so we have the Hasagas of the writer and the Balamor. And he writes, they learn to have Rus. The writer writes sometimes, he writes Hasagas on the Balamor, born for me, easy. The Gemara, that's the book of me, he learned to have Rus, and I said it, and he wrote it in his own letter. But he writes, there was a period of time when he learned together with the Balamor, that they both tell that Rashi's Pshad is correct, and now when he gets older, he feels that it's not correct. So on the top of the second column, he starts in the Rise of Neato. Now that he's come to the realization that Rashi had a different Gersa, we don't have that Gersa, the Pshat doesn't make sense, the whole thing is wrong. Neato shrives the Yeshla listen to the Shagoyim, you have to accept the Pshat of the Goyim. But the Rambam wrote that within the Tirish Shagoyim there are two Gersa. So he explained one version, and now the Rise is going to have a completely different version, a completely different Pshat. What the vital of sheep is. Yata Yashlamit says Pirish Abedim Shepirishu, and the Pshat runs as follows. So he more starts off by saying, sheep is he has a cup of wine, and he starts off by saying, Shahakol Niyah Bidvaray. And he finishes off her Pirah Gophin, that's how Rani goes, because even if he would have completed the broker, I think Shahakol would have been good, because the evidence that Shahakol Birach Al-Kulam Shahakol Yotza, even on wine and even on bread. So Rashi learned it. So Rashi said, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, now for Elam is tending to conclude, Ashraq will leave his bar, and then he concluded, Baruch Atah Hashem, so that's good. And the writer doesn't like that shot, intending to conclude, so how does he love shot? So he says, Sheep of this we know, on the top line, in the second column of the writer, and of the Nokit Kass of the Chamra, he holds a cup of wine. The sober this Yechur, and he's made a mistake, and he thought that it was beer. And he didn't finish near the Torah. He started, he said, the beginning, but he didn't finish. He started the other Hasima, but he didn't finish. Pasach means he started the other Baruch, but he didn't finish it. Shafila Siyam, so the Gemara says the reason why the Yeshiva is what Shafila Siyam is the Shif and Ami Yotza. But that's not Shaila. We'll soon see in the Eila. So what is the topic? Eila, half of the Nog, if he told you, was him, half of the Shifra, that's a cup of beer in his hand. Well, first off, the Chama, he starts off by saying, the Prophet, or she has Roshan, and he says, and then he realizes that it's not wine, the spirit says, Shafal and Mizvara, what's the din lie? That's what we're going to get to. So what's the topic? So he seems to assume, if he would have said, no good. Right, he seems to go question that that's no good. So he finished the brokerage. Well, Chata Hashem came out for him and brought it to Yagofen. The Yagofen doesn't have any shayla, doesn't deal with beer. So he's not Yoshi. So even though he corrects himself, first in his evening, he says, Shahakol, even though he holds that it's no good. But the Ramban holds the Zabat Pasha that is good. Upon learning, that's what the Gemara says, that that's for sure good. And what Taisus didn't, what Taisus holds in Tzara Svar is that Taisus learns like Rashi. Taisus learns Pasha Hadaita. The first place is the Gemara doesn't say a word. What's the deal if the person says, I'm Yosef, the Zot, the Baruch, Atah, Shem, and Kaddish, HaShabbos, and then he corrects himself and says, Seth, the Diva, and Kaddish, Tel, Azman. So the Gemara doesn't say a word about that. The place says it's good. It's the Kaddish, Bar, that is good. You don't even need a Gemara. The Ramban holds that that's the Gemara that is good. So the writer says, no, that's not good. You can't correct an erroneous Baruch, Atah, Seth, the Diva. But the only Shaila is, he didn't finish. So he doesn't have to correct it. He just never finished the first Baruch. So now what's the topic? Nine. What's Malachim? So what you did it from? So he explains what the issue is. Every bracha has to have Shem u'Malchus. If you say, and why can't you correct the bracha itself to the people? What do you want to say? Baruch Atah Hashem, you realize that it's here, so you say Shacham Yisrael. What's wrong? So he says, because the bracha requires Shem u'Malchus, and the Shem u'Malchus only relates to the first part of the bracha. We have a cloud, regularly Gemara Mem Tes, Gemara has a cloud, Ein Chayis Mishnayim. Let's say a person is in a rush, that he wants to say all the Birchas Hashraka quickly. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Anoch HaMetzach Lev HaAtchem Medyam, Ve'Yimoy Lo B'Shalosh HaAni Goy, B'Shalosh HaAni Rav, B'Shalosh HaAni Yishom, HaRishon HaMeinu, Ke'achiv HaMat HaAtchem Rechum, Rechum, he says everything with one Shem HaMalchus. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, Amen Teres, we have a Torah, Lo Yinoy, Tamitzus Chaviloy, Chaviloy, you're not allowed to do that. But it doesn't say, what if he did it? What if he did do it? Did he have the good, did he have the good, did he have the good, did he So that's a Shiloh and Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham talks to the Yerdi Wayez. The Yerdi Wayez. Machlokes, if some folks mock the Yerdi Yerdi, so the Raven holds not Yerdi to the Yerdi. That every bracha has to have a Shem HaMalchus, so the Shem HaMalchus only relates to the first part. He says, Boyer is Priya Agrofen. Hashem, okay, the Malachal, and Boyer is Priya Agrofen, so the Shem HaMalchus only relates to that. Then you say, Shakam Yisharo, that's without the Shem HaMalchus, so that's no good. The Mar is the Bayez, the Lord Sheik is, he didn't finish Boyer is Priya Agrofen. He said, Boyer is Priya. And then he says, should I say that it's already a God? Because he started to say, so the Shem HaMalchus can no longer relay. It's a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnayim. The whole Ein Chayis Mishnayim is no good even to the Eved. The Rabbi of Ein Chayis Mishnayim is no good even to the Eved. So should I say, the Shem HaMalchus means the Shem HaShem.
Even the first
time? Is if you concluded the first bracha, or even if he just pasta, even if he just began the first bracha without finishing. Should I say about the psichas in the corner? Hardcore about Malchus and Melibur tree, Shulbichas Hayayin. The Shem Malchus only relates to the first part. Ah, but the Shahakame will lay hardcore about Malchus, no Shem, no Malchus, no bracha. On Dilma, Noah, Hashim, on Nami, Kaimi, why? Because he never finished. That's the kind of thing, Bari. Saying not Yerkes. So therefore, it's an invited way she could use. If you would say that to the Yerkes, the Yerkes was aligned with Bari Priest, and he finished the Bari Priest, then the Shulam would be no good, and there's no stopping. Right, exactly. So he says the stopping is because he didn't finish the Bari Priest, he didn't finish it yet, so there's a Malkum in his topic whether the Shem HaMalchus can go on the second part of that. And then there's a Yerkes from the Rif and from the Kohenim that the Ramban talks about. The Balamor attacks the Riff, that the Riff says that there are two things that are cheaper. So he says, we don't have that in Akimar. Akimar just has one thing that's cheaper and one thing is Mabarimar. The thing that's cheaper was, he's drinking wine and he starts off Pasach, did his Shichroi starts off with Shahakal, and he finishes Bakra Bab, and then for sure it's a good Bracha, because even if he would have just said Shahakal, it would have been good. And he died like Shita was the reverse. He's drinking beer and he starts off Pasach with a Chamra. And if he was finished with the Hamalon, he would not be Yaitzer, you see, in the Shichro. So is it good? Is it not good? That's the Ibad Lashita. But the Balamor says, we don't have an argument in the Gemara that says, this is A and B, Abshita, and C is the Ibad Lashita. We don't have that. So the writer says, you're not supposed to have Inami. This is not like I've seen an Inami. That's what that says, A and B, two things of Shita. One thing is Shita, what we said, and the other thing is the Sophis. The in Eastern, if you have such a gear, so that it says, there's another thing that's cheetah, so what's the other thing? I think that's the relationship. Read as follows. Inam hechad enoch yitkat of the shichro of the yodei. It's holding a cup of beer. Talks about the shichro of the sin, the chamro, no, yodza. That's the yirsa that you're not yirsa. Why? So what do the words mean? What does it mean? Tarsa finished, or he said Shahakal Miyah, and he didn't finish the verse. He said Shahakal. And he didn't finish it. And then he says, Barakah Agrafen, so that's Chika, that is no good. So Shahakal he never said, Barakah Agrafen is no good. So that's perfect. That's what they all say, even without any gears. Even if we don't have any gears, we'll have to move Maskin with the right. Maskin. So he says, if you have a gears, you know, that's what it should say in that gears.
Why?
Avadi not here, he said, the Vadi the Dino, go back, you gotta say, Shahakal, you never finish Shahakal. You never finish the Shahakal, but you have often done that, it's not saying to this girl. Now the Gemara has the Bible, she says, the Gemara says, Toshma, how do you go Vaita, Toshma, so Rashi had his interpretation. Rashi Adaita, he started with Baruch HaTah, someone came up on my Adaita, and say, I should have drawn my Rav, and then he said the connector and stuff, he said, yes, Rav, Baruch HaTah. That's how Rashi learned, the Ramban hadn't gone to a different shot. Then he said the correct Rusach HaBrocha, and then he corrected himself erroneously. Says to the Dibur, he made a Chazor of the Torah, says to the Dibur. Gan to the different Pshat, that's how the Ramban learns. And the Raizen learns, no, that the Pshat and the Raizen is like this. Abaisi Kamokin Avdeh Adarachi. That's the Pshat in the Toshma also. How do you go Abaisa? The Abaisa says, Shachris, Pasach, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Ukein Baruch Oilam. That means Baruch Oilam. So it means Baruch, not that, that. I thought Hashem came out from Telegram. Yotzer, but he didn't finish. If you say Yotzer, you're not Yotzer. That's a Yotzer, but you have to finish it. He never finished. And then he switched to the Shabbat of Marek Barom. And look who they are. That's right. The Chayt of Marek Barom. That's a Zichel by Yotzer. That's a Bible by Yotzer. Because he didn't finish Yotzer, he didn't finish the Bracha. And he concluded Marek Barom, nothing to discover. The Mairid, Pasach, the Mairid, the married by Rabbi Kula Shama. Oh. Talk to the married by Rabbi by Shakrit. He starts off with married by Rabbi. What did he say? Shama. Baruch Atah Hashem Ken Malach Olam. Basement Hey. Baruch Melech Olam. Rukulay. From Hashem the Devar Married by Rabbi. And if you would say by married, Hashem the Devar Married by Rabbi, period, you're not here. He didn't finish a bracha. So that's what we said was in his Bible Eid Shita previously. He started off saying the wrong bracha, but then he corrected himself before he finished the wrong bracha. Whether the Shema Malchus relates to the later part of the bracha that was correct. That's how the writer learns this stuff. Baruch Hashem, Melech Olam, Hashem Zeron, Marav Rav, and doesn't finish, and he says, Yotzer, Baruch Hashem, etc. Yotzer Amor, it says in the bracha, Yotzer, Alma, what is included in the bracha? Ha'azkara, Ba'amalchus, the Shema Malchus, that you said at the beginning, relates to the Chassima, Achassima, Namishadin Allah. It relates also to the Chassima because he never finished the first bracha. He's much, much it wouldn't relate to the Hasidu because he never finished it, so it's good, so it does relate. Mishmachi Yotza. Oh, so that was the Gemara Tarkache. That was the Gemara Tarkache. So Nishita Dibayah, that the Shem HaMalchus does relate to the Hasima. No. It's Shachris, not this part of the Bryce, it's Shachris and Pasach Benayah, I love it. No Yotza period. Yes. Amariv Arav Lo Yotza period. Then he says, Pasach Amariv Aravim, he goes my house Shachar. Pasach Amariv Aravim Bechule. Yeah. It's the state that gives him any money. That's along the lines of Rashi. He's interpretation along the line, everything along the lines of Rashi. But he says, Bishat Adi, buy it. So the Gemara says, no, there's no right. Maybe the Yolam, the Shem HaMalchus that he said in the beginning, can't relate to the Hasimah because it's ready Ogahat, because he started the psicha of a wrong bracha. They can't be late. I say, how come it says he's Yotzei, as long as the Hasim is good? He goes to the bracha and Shachar, so he says Yotzei Amor, because of the last line. He said Yotzei Amor, and he goes to Yomar, he says Bracha to Shemar Amor, the last line, the same as Rashi. Then the Hemshech HaGmar goes like the last Rashi. Then the Gemara is like that, so he needs a plague to Rav Yechon, with a bracha needs Shem Malchus, so Shem Alot is good. So on the Yechon, that's only going to be all like Rav, a bracha needs Shem goes need Malchus, so he said, Yotzei the last line, you are Metatu a bracha. I happen to be Metatu a bracha. He made a Pasachas bracha, some is bracha into a Jerusalem, some is a bracha. So the Ramban asked that Kasha, he gave two answers, then we just go through the lesson. For a frank the Gemara, but if you all like Rav Yechon, make for the Neyma, but then the Gemara answers too. Hello, keep me Amar Am Baruch, and if I ask me to come out of this on my own. So when you said in the beginning, Hashem is Barin, Mare, Barovin, it's Nishtifela. That doesn't happen, that same as Rashi. Everything, the Hemshach and Mother is like Rashi. But the whole issue that's involved is not Rashi's issue. The interpretation of the Hemshach and Mother is not the same as Rashi, but the writer has the Ramban, had everything backwards. The Shamsu, this is all different interpretation. But the rest of the writer is the same as Rashi. Okay.
I think on the first sheet, he told me a glass of wine.
According to the rise of gifts and according to the rise of
And all vegetables, you say, go to Adama, or do you divide the vegetables into different groups? The beauty of the thing it is that some vegetables, you say, go to Midrashim, and other vegetables, you say, go to Adama. So the Gemara says, why does the beauty say like that? But the Gemara runs out of the front. That's on Laman Ham and Alice. I'm not going to be on the Rabbana. The beauty says, I'll be looking to say, if you don't have a very Midrashim, some vegetables, you go to Adama, some are going to Midrashim. So the Gemara, Ham and Alice, yes, my time is a beauty. That is a beauty to come up to say such an insult that you have to say every vegetable has its own brother. The woman is up in the past, you can see the Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, that they give the Baruch Shalom Baruch daily. They give it only by Yom and not by Lailah. But the Baruch Hashem says Yom Yom every day. That means the daytime part of the day. The Baruch has an additional comment. The Chiba Yom is Baruch Hashem by Lailah. Here Baruch Hashem on the first very wide line on the job. Amen. The Chiba Yom is Baruch Hashem by Lailah. Amen Baruch Hashem. So that's on the Baruch Hashem. Amen Baruch Hashem. Amen Baruch Hashem. Yom 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 Tehle Meyem Berchaisa. Hachan Ali Kol. Amen Baruch Hashem. 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 In addition to that level of interpretation, when you say a bracha, when you say tefila, you should be lefaren. You should have tefillah. When you daven on Shabbos, you should mention that today's Shabbos. When you daven on Yom, you should mention today's Yom. Finally, confirm. You should mention the tefillah of the Yom. So too, if you don't hold, when you say a bracha on each kind of vegetables, then you divide the vegetables into two categories. So if you don't, you have to say a bracha before you enter. The Rabbanah of the Yom also agreed to the Shabbos. The Rabbanah also agreed to that. Otherwise, they say shakal on everything. Hakan is saying, then they say, no, Adama, and Hamoisi, and Bokhi, Adolf, and Ha'eit. The answer is also they also agree Baruch Hashem Yom Yom in Yisir. But the machlek is to what degree do you require the fear? But they all agree to that. So that you need fear, everybody's marking up for the air, if you said a bracha without fear, it's because provided that the bracha fits in, say, going to a bracha on water, it doesn't fit in. When you say shakaling with bracha on wine, then it does fit in. So the fact that the Mishnah says, oh, cool, and we'll shakal, you have to know why. So shakaling with bracha, it fits in to wine. But that's what the Gemara has to say. Not that you have to be the answer because let it be named the Torah Shahakal and then be good. No, it's not the Torah Shahakal. The Gemara means to say, since Shahakal would have been good on wine, so Shahakal is not considered the Hixik, Bini, and Acher over here to say that the Shahakal only goes on the Shahakal and doesn't go on the Bartel Gophin. No, that goes on the Bartel Gophin. Because the Shahakal can blend in with the Bartel Gophin. But I'll tell you that if you would have said Shahakal would have been good to the Ebed, therefore here it's also good to the Ebed, not because the blind not rougher than Shahakal, no. It's like the Bartel Gophin. But it's good because it's not mafsik the Shem Malkus that it shouldn't go by this. But Bartel Gophin would be mafsik that it shouldn't go by this. If you say Bartel Gophin on the ear that has no shaykhus at all, that would be mafsik, but the issue was he never said Bartel Gophin. He said Bartel Gophin. He never finished it. So that's how the line of the Bible is. Okay.
What does it make up a water and before you finish the water you're mafsiking the water, you can't be here. You say hello or something, you just saw.
You have to say the bracha, then you mask it before you eat it. So the master also has to say over the bracha, and that's the class, he says,
You can drink it on the sofa, the Gemara says. You're not permitted to be maxed between the drach and the mitzvah. You have to say over the Gemara. If you're talking between shalyan and shalosh, the Gemara, you have to say over another drach. You have to repeat a drach because you are maxed. You're not permitted to be
maxed.
The chassid is, the chassid and Kala a lot of times don't realize. The rabbi says, birthday, I got them to them. So they're not supposed to talk to them after they drink the wine. So a lot of times it takes a long, it takes a while till the next rabbi comes up. The next rabbi has seven drachas there. The Kabbalah wants to say this drachas, and they start joking with each other, they start giving their model to the Ashokarat talking. And then later on they drink the wine without a birthday drachas. They're not drinking the birthday drachas, and they're drinking their wine.
They have a piece of terror a lot of times, for sure. Who would love it? I mean, make a bracha on this. So I have to make the bracha. And then
and they're quiet, and they're quiet, and they're quiet, you say Brock, you say Brock, and then you say Brock, and you are right, and then some. So what do you hold in your right hand, what do you hold left hand? You might as well hold to your left. But Lachatila, you really supposed to hold a mitzvah of. You might as well say, you say, I'm a tila of lulav, because you hold the lulav in the right hand. That's why you don't say, I'm a tila of lulav. Both by a birchah of mitzvah and by a birchah of nenin, if you're a righty, you're supposed to hold the Dovishal bracha, that the bracha relates to in the right hand, the Shalva bracha. But the other, if you weren't holding it, it would also be good. That's why I'm sitting here. The Akronim say, the Nakhla Shiva, for the Akronim say, when the rabbi is the Sadi Kiddushin, and he says, Brother Yagov, and he has to tell the Chosim Kabbalah, I have in mind to be Yosef. They just have a Makhlegis, so they tell them their shoes, so he tells them Sadri. Before you say, Hamoiti, Lechem, and Oris, you want to be Moiti, the Bnei Bayez, they take their shoes. The shoes mean, please everybody pay attention, and listen in the Yosef. And before you say, Brother Yagov, and I'm Kiddush, or an Abdullah, if you want to let people to drink the wine, so you say Sabri.
Why do you say this?
That's the guy that say Mazir Malayayin Umarshi Malapat. He say Sabri, Mazir, they made a verb out of it. Mazir Malayayin Umarshi Malapat, say this.
I heard one, because Sabri you have to have, when you drink wine, you should have check in mind, it's swallow, you should know you shouldn't drink too much wine.
Okay. So the Akhayim just have, same thing, in Satan, in Satan. Pay attention. So the Akhrayim have a machlek is whether the Masadi Kiddushin should say Sabri or you should say Bishud. You say Barker Avafen. So now the meaning is they don't say anything. Now they don't say anything. But the Akhrayim say you got to say something. You have to tell the Chosim Kabbalah they should pay attention and they shouldn't talk and they should drink it afterwards. They should know that this bracha goes for the Masadi Kiddushin not drinking with the wine. He tells you pay attention, these brachas are for you. I remember Rav Soloveitchik, when he was in Sardis Bishon, he always used to say loud, Sabri, and he used to say Borch Rabo. I remember the stage. He said that that's what it says in Akhrein. That's what Taka said. That's what Taka said. He said Sabri, and he used to say Sabri. They give a reason that the only reason why I don't understand what it means. I think the Akhrein said the only reason why he says Sabri and wine. Because you said something else before. You said Yom HaShishah Chul HaShamayim, or you said Yom HaShishah Chul. You said a whole mitzvah before. So then you say Sabri. But by the day of the Pharisee, you didn't say anything before, and then you say Bishud. That's what Shani said. You don't say anything before. Yeah. No, I'm Leil Yantar.
Leil Yantar.
I don't know.
And sure, when you make the subway, when you make Kiddush Yeshua, sure. I don't know. When you make Kiddush Yeshua, sure, you shouldn't say Kiddush Yeshua, especially nowadays, we don't have to offer. The only reason you make Kiddush Yeshua Friday night is because you want to
drink... Who's going to drink the wine? When you say Kiddush Yeshua, who's going to drink the wine? So you should have a child every. You should pay attention to the earth.
If a child becomes older, you should take a drink. You should say
the child is older, if I say that it's Sabri means to pay attention, so you have to say, yeah, you also say Sabri.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we spent a lot of time. Let's go back. You say something else. You say something else. That's the end. That's all we're going to do. Not to cast it upon me. Enough. Rashi in Texas had one shot, and the Ramban had another shot, and the Rebbe had a third shot. Enough. They're more than three. But that's enough. Let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bachin and the Tzav of Mishmei Duran. Quote to the name of Rab. The Mishmei says, he's referring back to the Mishmei Duran.
The Mishnah says that you're supposed to recite Kriya Shema in Birkat Torah. The bracha is before, and the bracha is after. And the bracha is, each one of the brachas is supposed to spell out the theme of the one of the paragraphs of the Kriya Shema. There are three parshas in the Kriya Shema. So the first parsha of Kriya Shema is Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah Hashem. Yichud Hashem, we believe in one God. So the first bracha of Kriya Shema, both by Yom and Balayla, is that we believe that there's one God who made both the light and the darkness. Not like those old the Avodah Zarah who think that there's two different gods. We believe it's one God. So that's the first bracha of Kriya Shema, both by Yom and Balayla, is Mechulin connected to the theme of the first parsha. And the second bracha, so there's a different, slightly different set by Shacharis and by Maariv. By Shacharis, the stress is in, on the daytime, but we mentioned that the same Bar Yom also created nighttime. And by nighttime, the main stress is on the nighttime, and we also add on that he also created daytime, the same Bar Yom. And then the second bracha is also Mechulin connected to the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Kabbalah from Mitzvahs and Limud HaTorah, so that's Abba Rabba Rabba Shlomo. And the third parsha in Kriya Shema is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The main purpose why we have the third parsha is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that they picked the parsha of Tzitzis because it has so many additional themes. But leaving out the additional themes, what's the main thing? The main purpose why we're supposed to recite the third parsha is in order to be marked Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom HaBalayla. So that's why the third bracha that you recite after the Kriya Shema, after the parsha of Shema, is either Emes V'yatim or Emes V'mur. That's a bad Gula. You conclude Gula Yisra. And that is not yet on also Ashkibes. That's an additional Gula. So the Gula has a comment on the discrepancies between Bayom and Balayla. How come Emes V'yamun is Balayla and Emes V'yatim is Bayom? So he says that that's based on the fact that Koshal Ram Emes V'yatim Shachar Emes V'mun Arbis Bayot V'yvech V'yvot Zoy. You have to say Dafke, this Nusa of Bayom and this Nusa of Balayla. Two different expressions. How do you know Shinema? And based on the Torah, you can feel the Ma'adi Bavreka Chazdecho. When you daven in the morning, you mention Chazde Hashem. And at night, when you daven Ma'irat, I'm also about Lelish, you stress Amunah. What exactly is this contrast between Chesed and Amunah? The first one says two pshotim. The first pshat, they quote, the first pshat is Rashi, word for word, and then they have Inami. The first pshat is what Rashi says also, that, Ma'adi Bavreka Chazdecho, then in Shachris, in the Birchas Kriya Shema in Emes V'yatziv, all you mention is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us in the past. We don't speak about anything that is going to do in the future. Anything that Midos Kabbalelo is, we mention that we have a munah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill all the promises that He gave us. That Midos Kapirish Medabra Allah, Mishonah Mitzap, we have a munah, and we hope, Sheyish Ma'af Tachas Kabba Manos, so He go reina me'aram lochen. And we mentioned that in the bracha, of one brother about them is the Amuna, and it goes still wrong. You saw in the middle we mentioned that Lossi Lava Kavish Boga is going to give us a real Gula. But the Ikir, we mentioned that also, that's an additional thing, but the main thing is supposed to be Go Al Yisrael. And it's there, the Gemara makes the country. The Gemara in Rabbi Tzofa says, when you Davish one, as we say, Go Al Yisrael. The Balshom, in present, he is the Go Al Yisrael, because we ask him, Rein of Yom Yenu, to give us a Gula. So we mentioned he is the Goel Yisrael. In the bracha of Kriya Shema, we don't say Goel Yisrael in the present, we say in the past, because you're not speaking about the fact that he is the Goel, and we're asking him to help us out. We're just saying that he did the Gula. So Tosis just says that even though in Myra you speak about the future, and you mention that we have a Munah that we're going to keep all of his promises, and the things that are going to take place, we don't conclude Goel Yisrael. The Chassim is the same Goel, so the Iker is that the third bracha, Emes V'yatziv, Emes Amunah, Mechulin Kineged, the third part of Kriya Shema, that's Mishorvar. By Lilo, you have an additional thing, but that's not the Ika thing. The Ika thing really is the Kriya Shema. So that's why you have to conclude Go'al Yisrael, or Shorvar. If you conclude Go'al Yisrael, then some of Lachatimo, you have to repeat that theme. So although in Ma'ariv, when you say Emes V'yamunah, you mention about what's going to be in the future, but after that, before Go'al Yisrael, you return back to the past. You return back to the past and speak about the Ika time in order to conclude Go'al Yisrael. So the Seif HaBrach HaKhoizim Meguba de Paro, and at the end of Emes V'yamunah and Ma'ariv, you return back to Paro, even though we spoke in the middle of the Brach about Lossi Lavoi, but then we switch back to Paro because they list off with Goal Yisrael, because the Gemara has later it in, they come up with Lachatim, but before the Brach HaTashem, Goal Yisrael, it's not Goel, Goal Yisrael, you have to mention something right before that about the same thing that happened here. That Le'in HaChatim, that's the Gemara. That's the first chapter that Tari says, that's what Rashi says also. The Chesed means the Chesed of Hashem, the past, and Amunah means what Hashem promised that He's going to do in the future, that we have Amunah that He's going to keep us from. And why talk it? Why is this by Lila and this is by Yom? Why would they even stop in the past? Okay, the past is doing. What's the occasion? Remember when the Rav said at Russia once on this, in Korea many years ago, so he just added on that, that this Yom is representative of this, of the times that we're not in Golden, when the sun is shining, when things are nice. And Lila is representative of the Zman HaGolus. So you live in the Zman HaGolus, when there's a Zman HaKorban, so then you hope for the future that things are going to get set. So that's why in the Nusrat HaBracha of Lila, we speak about the wonderful future that was brought to us. That if there's no promise, and we believe He's going to fulfill the promises. And Bayom, when you daven Bayom, so you speak as if you're in a time that everything is fine. You don't have to worry about the fact that it's such a bad matzav that you hope for the future. So you just speak about Chesed, about the things in the past, that everything you did was wonderful. That's the first shot that says. Then Tzadik hasn't gone to the different shot. They only say Shiva Yom, they don't say Shiva Yom. Yeah, that's why the first bracha, you only have the Kedusha Samalah in Bayom and Apalam. That's another discrepancy. That's another discrepancy between Yom and Lot. The Rav suggested that someone wrote up in the last issue of the Oram Israel, if you're interested in looking at. One of the boys wrote up in Russia, that the Russia there after like he said in Maria when he made the seal. He learned Brocha for 90 years, 11, 12 years, just the last few years. So at the end there was a big scuba and the Rav came out of the whole Russia. So part of the Russia was, that's what this boy wrote up, part of the Russia was as follows. That the Rambam has in the Sefer Mitzvah a klal, when do you count, let's say, Dalit Nidim on Sukkot, a mitzvah to shake a little bit of Nesha Kadakhna, or if you count it as one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? The Rambam says you count it as one mitzvah. What about Tzimosha Yadim Tzimosha Rosh? They're going to count it as two mitzvahs. How does he know what he should klal? How do you know when to count it as one mitzvah, when to count it as many mitzvahs? So the Rambam postulates a rule. He says, whenever the Ma'asin is there, if you don't have all four, Lulav and Estrig and Hadatna or others, so it's already broken to pick up three, or two, or one. You don't have any team at all. So since the Martin's there, so that's one mitzvah, because you need everything all together. Ashayani Kane, Tzon Shayyad, and Tzon Shayyad, true, there is a relationship, and you have to first put on the Shayyad, and you're not supposed to be Masvid, there's a status, there is obviously a relationship, but still, the Rambam's opinion is since the Mishnah says it's not Shalom, Tosh, Rosh, Tam, the Akhmiz, that is this, you can do one without the other, so that shows that they're really two different Mishnahs. That's the Rambam's problem. So the Rambam writes that Kriyashma, the Mishnah can recite Kriyashma, Shachris, and Arabis, he counts as one Mishnah. So the Rambam is Masvid, how can it be? But the Rambam says, let's say you missed, you overslept, and you didn't daven Shalom, you didn't daven Arabis, and you say, you don't have to daven the other Tzila either, whatever the units of the Tzila are. How do the units go? So it's Meir Shachas Mincha, or so Shachas Mincha, whatever it is. So let's say, whatever you'll think, whatever you'll assume the system is, so if you miss the first one, would you say, don't bother saying the second Kishma? Of course not. Kishma Shal Shachas Kishma Ha'ar. So not the absences, so they're unrelated. So Ramban has that kasha, and Ramban argues with the Ramban. In the Ningin HaMitzvah, so Ramban holds that it's counted as soon as. So why does the Ramban hold that you can't Kishma Shal Shachas Kishma Shal'ar? As one reason. This is the kasha that the Rav addressed himself. So the Yoram the Ramban has the kasha. The Yoram the Ramban has the kasha on more things also. The Ramban counts Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Zeh Abayin, also as one mission. So the Ramban has that also. So not the Akhmiz are there. The Mishnah in the Nakh is not the Akhmiz are there. So why shouldn't we count those as two mitzvahs? And Torah Shal Shachar, and Torah Shal Zeh Abayin is also two mitzvahs. So the Ramban argues on all three. He argues on Torah, and on Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Zeh Abayin, and on Kriyashma. That these are not three mitzvahs, they're six. Because each one is two. So the Rav gave a teretz over here. Maybe he wants to work out the same teretz. He only, in that shir, he only gave the teretz to Ramban Erech Ol B'Nishim Akash. So the Rav gave a teretz on Kriyashma. Maybe he wants to, based on this Mahala, continue to give the same shtikul teretz by the Talmud and by the teretz as well. So by Kriyashma, the Rav suggested, it's more Derech HaJewish, I don't know if he really meant Halacha like this, but he gave a Derech HaJewish said like this, that Rashi and the Rambam have a machlokes. How to translate the Tirush Amir is Ma'is Al-Shem Akeinu Hashem Echot. What does the last word mean Hashem Echot? So Rashi Akonis translates as follows. Shema Yisrael. Whatever that means, that's a different question. I should say Shema Yisrael, believe that. Okay, that's a different discussion. Yeah. So what is Hashem Atenu? Hashem who is our God now, and all the nations of the world don't accept him as God, love is loved by Hashem Echor. So the Pasuk is speaking about the glorious future that's in store for the world. Everything is going to end up good in the end of days when Moshiach will come. That's how Rashi learns. And the Rambam does what I said. Rambam learns that this Pasuk is saying you said a monotheism. And that's how the Pasuk is what we've been saying the whole time. And why do you have to be masking it as Yom HaLazir's Lala Bayom? Because the first Rosh of Kreshma is first thing with Kuvim Kenegah, the first Parashim Kriyashma, and the first Parashim Kriyashma is Achdus Hashem, one God, monotheism. So you have to stress. Not like the Torah's Ha'umayis, that they think that Mishabar Yom Lavar Laila, Mishabar Laila Lavar Yom. No, we believe in one God. So according to Rashi, that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. The Rav suggests that no, maybe Pshat is both. They're both. You can have a, even in by the Goyim, you can have a person write the book and it has two meanings. You can write a sentence and have two Kavanas. You have many Ketukim in the Chumash, you have more than one Kavanah. You have both Kavanas, Rashi's Kavanah and the Rambam's Kavanah. So which should be the Ika Kavanah? Which is the Pshutish on the Ika perhaps, and which is the additional Kavanah? So the Rav said maybe there's a difference between Shakras and Aris, and maybe the two blend in together to make one big deal. True that the Akhmed is there, that if you miss whatever comes first, they'll say Myra, the system is Myra, Shakras, and Mincha, or the system is Shakras, Mincha, Myra, however you apply this. But if you miss the first Kriya Shema, we won't tell them, don't bother saying the second one. Why? Because at least you'll have a partial theme on the Sula Mashal. The Rabbi Al Habavli from Baghdad asked a lot of kashas to Rabbi Avram Ben Rambam. And the Rambam takes on this, he has a lot of kashas, but it's printed in the Maisa Nisim. It was a separate paper that was printed in Paris about 100 years ago that's called Maisa Nisim. But they have all of the kashas to Rabbi Al Habavli from Baghdad, what he asked to Rabbi Avram, and they have all the Terutsim. But the Rabbi Avram answered, what is father sheep to us? The Rav, and everybody refers to this, and he always makes the same fact. I don't understand in the same Yiddish. I don't understand why it's called Maisa Nisim. The table is blank in Yisim as well as us. They just play, yes, Kashi can give Terutsim. But on the first page, on the shot block of the Maisa Nisim, they tell you why. That it was paid for by Nisim Nisim. Who lived in Paris 100 years ago, and he paid for the printing of the book. That's called Maisa Nisim. This is Maisa Nisim's book. That's what it says on the shot block. And the regular standard edition. The wrong time he never read the background. So he has, one of the kashas he has is, how can the Rambam say that Chelus and Lavan and Tzitzis, Chelus and Lavan is one mitzvah, but the Rambam talks is like the Mishnah, that Chelus and Hakelus and Lavan and Rambam talks, Chelus, we wear Tzitzis, we only have Lavan. We don't have any Chelus. And what if a person has Tzitzis, he would die all the strings Chelus, they have no Lavan. So it's the Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah. So Machlekes Rabbi the Rabbanu. So we ask him, HaTcheles HaEni MaTcheles HaSom. Well, Rabbanu and Nakam is HaTcheles. So the Rambam is right in his rule. So whatever the Nakam is asking, you have to count it as two mitzvahs like Shalyan Shalosh. Even though there's a relationship, but still the Nakam is asking as two mitzvahs. So why not count Chelus and Rabbanu as two mitzvahs? That's Rav Daniel HaFav Nishkash. So to that, I think Avram Ben Aramam answers in that state from Aitan Isim. He says, my father didn't mean, he said, I'm glad we'll never mock him. It's not happening. No, I meant that's a cinema dover. Whenever the Maxim says, there's one team on this floor. And this is the Shlemus is this. Whenever they're not Maxim, obviously it's true. But he says, by Chedus and Lovron, it's clear that it's one Mitzvah. It's the Mitzvah Tzitzis. These are two parts. The Mitzvah of Shlemus is Chedus and Lovron together. If you have one without, if you have Chedus without Lovron, Lovron without Chedus, you're not Maxim says it, but you're not yesterday. The Mitzvah of Shlemus is one Mitzvah Tzitzis. He said, you shouldn't take the rule so ironclad. That's what the Rav said, who are denied by Kriya Shema. About if you missed Myra's, you say Kriya Shema and Shakri. Or if you missed Shakri's, you say Kriya Shema and Myra. About it. Then I'm asking says that. But the key on this Rav having me started Kriya Shema that day will be built the Shlem, will be Shavu the Shlem Musa. Why? The Mitzvah Shlem Musa is Kriya Shema and Shakri's, the Abish together. Or Abish and Shakri's together. Whichever one is supposed to come first. Then the Rav gave his Rosh about that, which one he feels comes first. He's telling him on the first that, but it says, that the Mishnah first speaks about Arvin and then about Shakras, so you see that there's a series. Right, Samayim, and first comes Arvin, and then comes Shakras. By okay. First comes Arvin, and then comes Shakras. So the Rosh suggests the true, the Kriya Shema Shal Arvin and the Kriya Shema Shal Shakras. And I'm the Akim Zezed, but this case should be like the Talus and the Lover. But not the Akim Zezed, but if you'll only recite one without the other, you will only have the Mitzvah Shalom Shalem Musa. You have to have both together to have the Mitzvah Shalem Musa. What do you mean Shalem Musa?
And if you said Krishna one day, you didn't say the next day, I didn't say yesterday, I didn't say tomorrow, I just said today. So Chalabishmai Musa, what does one got to do with the other? You repeat Krishna, Shakmas Maya, Shakmas Maya, Shakmas Maya, to say the eternal voice. Why is that a mitzvah Bishmai Musa? It's only Bishmai Musa because you say, like, hey, this is love, and this has something that the other one doesn't have. They complement each other. How does Shakmas Maya complement it to repeat? How do they come? So he said, maybe the title is like this. Maybe they both have on it in the first of Karelis. But Rashi said, Hashem Shu Al Tainu Rakshav Hu Yiyah Lost Love Hashem Echad, that's love to love her. And Hashem Echad, according to the Rana, means the principle of Yichud Hashem. But maybe the Iker Kavanah by Meir is supposed to be one, and the Iker Kavanah Shachmas is supposed to be the other. So maybe that's what the Gemara means to say over here. That the Hagid Ba'Bekech HaZecho, then we're not stop our labor, that by Meir we speak about things that are going to be in the future. So maybe by Meir, the Iker Kavanah the Tosik is not the way we just not exactly. That's the word of the Gemara. Mark is love, but only Hashem Echad. And by Shachar, Zika Kavan is Hashem Echad. It's a monotheistic principle. So maybe since there are two different Kavanas in Hashem Echad, then maybe you have to have the complement of both together to have the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. And even though true, they're not the Akhmet Zezed, but it's still the mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa. Maybe that's why the Ram wrote that it's counted as one mitzvah. So if that's the chat, then you have to go give a similar heads of by Kavanas from it and by the Kavanas. I don't know exactly what you're going to say here. But this was part of the
suggestion.
Like, illness,
you put on one
spoon,
you have a
mitzvah shemusha. Also difficult. Also difficult. But yeah. Shal Yad with Ashal Rosh, yeah. Ram counted as two mitzvahs. There is a relationship. He thought the first put on Shal Yad, and then put on Shal Rosh. That's when our favorite is stated. But there is a relationship shows that there is some kind of a kamutzvah. That's also very difficult. There's a kash on this, chunk. In the Rambam also counts as one mitzvah, you repeat the mitzvah. Yeah, no question. Yeah. Just like you don't count Kriyashma, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, and seven mitzvahs. Yes, it's simply answer on the
Rambam.
Yeah,
it's considered one
mitzvah
also.
See, the Minyan mitzvah is only one. The Minyan mitzvah is only one. The question is, when we do the mitzvah, are we fulfilling 49 mitzvahs? Or is it one mitzvah? That's a deal in our brain. That's the first chat in Pesach. What it means, Lahagat Babaytach HaZecho, Menosha Balayla, is that Balayla we speak about what's in store in the future, because it's Simsta. So Simsta Balayla, they hope that there's going to be a light in the future. But yeah, we speak about the past. The one of the things that Rashom didn't say. Then Pesach is called Tinami, based on a matter which is different, and comes in a different shot. When a person goes to sleep at night, he's all exhausted from the whole full day's work. So he has a moon and there are a bunch of Olam that he's going to give him his Nisham and the bunch of Olam is going to give him back. Sometimes people go to sleep and they don't get back the Nisham. So when we go to sleep at night, so we dive into our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaShem HaKem 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 HaShem 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 And he's going to take on the Shama and give it back in the morning. And then in the morning, when he gives it back, he doesn't give it back an exhausted body. He gives it back an invigorated body, all rested. So that's like it, but that's the Chazi Hashem. And he gives it back, usually give it according to the Shem. He gives back the same according. And if he gives it back a year later, it's probably worn out a little bit from age. But the Rebbe Shalom gives it back tomorrow morning. The Shama, invigorated. The Lord Yigia, without being exhausted from yesterday.
So we have a moon in him, Baleva. We have a moon in him that is going to give us back the Tikkun in the morning when we hope we'll wake up.
That could be.
But I think the other Rishonim quoted, the Lord Yigia means that it's not tired anymore. Whatever. Okay.
Is that wrong?
on page 12.
לאגי תבדי חזק ונוס קבל לו שלמו לשבר יאיס אימן בכל יום שואל מחיד אם יגידו מפיקות משמחים ביו דבור מחיד אין לידה בשבח improved stage and שם צלחת היפוס they have omnil from the work on Rosh Hashanah to the other part of the Rosh Hashanah but brought you a shot of the Melucha in the morning he gets back to the Shama all rested later she brought to the Dom not like a Shema or a human being a Shema he gets back to the Kodin in the same state or a little weaker שמע כי דיאר ביקר מאס דאס קמשן אס נומא פאם יאס דערוע גט גט מור אאוט אבל אבל איז מאס דאס ביקר דש שוואך קא אומור דאס איז אין א בדער שטייט יא He seems to say that he's not tired. The more you hear that, he understood that he's not tired. It could be that that's the Kavanah of faith.
Without us working to...
Okay. So the word just says is that you have to have a different nusach. Baiker, you have to say him as viyatir. And Balaam, you say him as emunah. What exactly are we referring to? Em as viyatir. Chai Shabbos al-Kar is over emunah. They're referring to the first one is em as viyatir. That's what this is called the funny shot. It goes on to the first one. Em as viyatir. So they say, you shouldn't interpret the left face. Markoya Hashkina, and you shouldn't say, the Rabbanish one is Emet Yatsis. That's ridiculous, it's a sentence. Emet Yatsis all the time, Hadlava Hazer, our label. The statements that we said before, we absolutely believe in, that they're all true. It goes on Hadlava. Emla doesn't go on to the Rabbanish one, Emla Koya Hadlava Hazer. That's the Kosh of Shad.
Well, I think he said that we have a Shemitanya.
That's another thing, because we have a problem. It has to go that means Hashem, and we can never... It doesn't, no, the real shot is, Ani Hashem Lekechem, serious. Then you say, that's another sentence. But you should say them quickly together. You shouldn't treat it like they not broken. That's the Mishnah in the next area. You shouldn't treat it like a they not broken. You should say quickly it to add, to have an added gain here, that you say Hashem Lekechem, Hashem Lekechem, then. But the real chat is Emes V'yatsev, what he got to say so many times, Emes V'yatsev, not at the time of Yoshua speaks. That's an Arichas Dvarim. And the big sinner, the Yoshua Tzvila sinner, he quotes that it was Menashe Ilya. It was an Elo, he lived in Dume, the dying time of the little one. He used to give all his original interpretations. He was a Malamek for little children, and he taught Gemara with this chat. Not Rashi, not that he gave it all shot. And they chased him out of town because they didn't like his wild shot. And then later, years later, when the Dumba shot was printed with the Rabbi Hamamel, so they found, when they were preparing to print it, so they found years later in the Kisayat, a lot of his shots instead of other Mishraim. It wasn't Rashi Tyson, it was other Mishraim. So of course, even though a lot of Balabatim and Dumba didn't like him, but the Dumba Gon always liked his Eluya Shechaf. He said, Nashi Eluya. So he had a comment that they quote that the Dumba Gon appreciated. That Emes Viyatsev and Ochav Ekaim, etc., each word refers back to another pasuk. Emes refers to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Viyatsev refers to Baruch Shem Yidin or Baruch Shem Yisrael pasuk, but it's a sentence that we insert. Viyatsev and Ochav Ekaim goes on Viyatsev Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Mi'ordecho. And the next one goes in Mahor Yad Goyim, on the first two, Prokin, in Kriya Shema, so there are 15 sentences. So each one refers back to one of those. So the Rumi Goyim thought that was Emes Viyatsev. He thought that was a very good shot. That we're saying, Hadav Hazeh, Alein Eliyahu, we absolutely stand behind every pasuk that we said. So the Iker of Kriya Shema is the first two parshiyos. The first parshiyos are different mixes of the Kriya Shema. So we're saying the principles of Emunah that are contained in the first two parshiyos, we stand behind them, and we really absolutely believe that the truth. This is interesting. This is interesting because in the, let's take a look back in the next Mishnah. On Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah has a din that in the middle of davening, sometimes you're permitted to be mafsid. Sometimes you're permitted to be mafsid. Patient's quote, so here the second patient on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Ibn Maskul Be'emza, and it's quoted, the Gemara in Yuma, Yud Testament Beis, where the Gemara comments a very cryptic statement. Gemara says there in Yuma, the Dibarta Bum should come in his effort, and says, Dibarta Bum, so Gemara has a drush, the Dibarta Bum, the Lord is Tzivah. What does that mean, Dibarta Bum, the Lord is Tzivah? What does that mean? There's a different shot in the Mishnah, everybody has another shot. Very strange Gemara. Some Mishnah say, Dibarta Bum, the Lord is Tzivah, that in Kriya Shema, you have to have Dibur, Ashi Ashmiel, the Osnav, the Hatzivah. When you doubt, it isn't even a requirement to be Mashmiel Yosef. Other rather,
the Zohar, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Zohar that it's improper to damage when it's so loud that you should be Mashmir Liyozma. And then to Mashmir Liyozma that I should hear. And then does the Zohar worse if I damage so loud that someone else can hear, that's even worse. With all those eikav on it, and if I don't have emuna in the Baruch Shem that he doesn't hear me, if I'm going to daven so loud, say it so loud, it's an indication he has a lack of emuna. Whatever, that's one pshat that the Rishonim have. Rashi refers to such a pshat. To be part of Bum, Rashi human. To be part of Bum, the Lord of Tzvila, that is my answer, you don't have to be much, there isn't even a Lachatzvila, that you have to be much many others. And now the Rishonim say that that's really not what it meant, because it's not true, because since you have to daven, you have to pronounce the word, you're allowed to be Badam, so you have to be much many others. That's why you won't learn Rabbi Soloveitchik, it was always very masked about that when it was down to the Lagash, it would always be masked to be Mashmir Liyozno. But he couldn't always tell exactly how loud he was. So he was down so loud, the boys would think that he was making Arisa Kedusha. They didn't realize that was the Tzilu Balagash. That was the Tzilu Balagash. He was down so loud. Everybody would hear the question doing down Tzilu Balagash. Because it didn't. Because there are other Rishonim who disagree with that. They all know that you have to be Mashmir Liyozno, even Ishmael Esrei also. Sometimes it's hard to be Mashmir Liyozno exactly that. I should hear and other people can hear. So sometimes some are not to be Mashmir Liyozno, even if other people will hear a little bit. So what's the shot? The part of all of the two of the Rishonim have other interpretations. The Tzitzit has this interpretation. But the part of Bam, the Tzitzit, I mean, they're glad in the midst of Krishna. The part of Bam, you're permitted to be Mashmir in the middle of Krishna, but you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shmaran. Like a balafur, yeah. You should read the passage. The bottom of you let it be mafsik in the middle of Krishna, but let it be. So that says that Russia is the basis of the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you if you're in the middle of Kriyashma, when are you allowed to be mafsik for what? You're allowed to take a chapter to someone who walks in, or they take a chapter to you, or good morning. You're allowed to answer them back. They should have now told them now, you're what's the deal? So there are different details in the Mishnah. So part of the details in the Mishnah are that we distinguish between Bein HaTrokim as opposed to Bein HaTeres. That Bein HaTrokim, if you finish Shachman, this is Beit Secho, Bisharecho, you finish the chapter and you're going to start the next Teres in Kriyat Shema, or you finish the first Bracha, that's the Yotzer HaMoiras, and you're about to begin. Rabba. So that's Bein HaTrokim. So that you have a stronger Hesed, there's a better Hesed, there's more reason to be Mafsik there, then to allow you to be mastered Ben Tzapherik, if you're in the middle of the chapter of Kishma, in the middle of the Bracha, so there is also a Hesed, like the one time, there's also a Hesed to be mastered by the rest of the Hesed. So the Mishnah tells you what's called Ben HaTrokim, that there's in between the first Bracha Kriyash and the second Bracha, in between the second Bracha Shema Yisrael, in between the Tzapma, the Zuz, the Shem, the Shemach, the Hayyoyim, the Shemawa, in between Bani Yibi, Yibed, Meib, and Echam, as the end of Shema, the Shema, the then by Yoyimer, and then in between by Yoyimer, and then the Yatsis. Ani Hashem HaKerchem, period. That's the end of Kriyat Shema. Then you say, and the Yatsis, the little bracha. And then comes the time and they disagree. And the Mishnah on the fourth wide line. You're not allowed to be Mafsik. Even though it's really Bein HaTrokim, you're not permitted to be Mafsik there because the Tzitzit in Yecheskel describes about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Elokim Emes, whatever that means, the Lamed Tov Kata. So we try to put together Ani Hashem Lekechem and Emes Liyatsik. Really the Pshat is Ani Hashem Lekechem is the end of the Tzitzit and Emes Liyatsik goes together, but you should also put this together. Right. So therefore, what status does it have? Let's say I just finished Kriyat Shema, and I said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and I didn't begin yet, Emes Liyatsik. I didn't begin Emes Liyamunah. So the Tanya Kama holds in the Mishnah that it has the status of Bein HaTrokim, and we talk from like Rabbi Yehuda that it has the status of, does not have the status of Bein HaTrokim. What status does it have? Emes Liyatsik. So whatever head that you have, the Emes Liyatsik you have here, Hoshib Shat, it comes to Ramah, comes to Ramach and he says, no, you're not permitted to be mafsik at all. Alright, I can understand if that's all you would say, not then. Because the Pasuk in Yecheskel says Hashem Elokim Memes, and you want to say over here, Ani Hashem Elokim Memes. Then if you have any hepsik, you use the hepsik that you have them, stop there. It's a mighty mistake, you're not going to say together Hashem Elokim Memes, Hashem Elokim Memes. So don't be mafsik, but he doesn't say that. He gets our muscle. He says, just like in the middle of Shemana Esri, you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. Just like in the middle of Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim Memes, you're not allowed to be mafsik. In the middle of any other Pasuk, we treat it like Emes Tzapherik. Emes Tzapherik is the same as Emes Tzapherik. And that's in the middle of a syllable, in the middle of a clause. You have to finish that clause and then be mafsik. But in the middle of a Pasuk has the status of Emes Tzapherik. So he says, but in the middle of Pasuk Vishishma Yisrael, you're not in the middle of the Dimapsik, like in the middle of Shema Nesrit. So me, Hashem Elokeich and Emes, has the same status as Pasuk Vishishma as people. What's the hesitant to that? He sounds like he's saying it to a different word. He sounds like he's saying, Rebbe Rishon said that in Pasuk Vishishma is Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim, then you have no head to have spoken. And in Shema Nesrit is also, I'm at the same Melech. That's the equivalent to Kabbalah and Mashmai, not going to be mastered at all. There's no effort of stuck at all. So he says, Emes, Ani Hashem Lechem, Emes, has the same status as prosecution. What's the Dugma has the same status? The way Rabbi Nachman Ilya says, it makes sense. If you say that every word of all of the 15 words are covering over all the 15 Kabbalahs from before, so the first word, Emes, goes back to Shema Yisrael. So that's what he said, just like you have admitted to be Gnostic in the middle of Pasuk Rishon, this has the same status as Pasuk Rishon. This has the same status.
Can I get some
Shachan Pasuk? No. The Tesis quotes the Yesh Mepharshim, that Emes Biyatzi, the Shechina is Emes Biyatzi. The Tesis said, that's not true. Emes Biyatzi, that's over there. All of these Tesis and Emes that we said before, we believe in 100%. Adomer Azeh. So what is Adomer Azeh? So Emes means the first part that we said we must not. The Yatzeh means the second part that we said we believe in. The Yadrach and the third part that we said everything we believe in. So since the first word is Mechulin Kenegat, Tarsic Rishon, the Ramah has the same status in Tarsic Rishon. So there's also a repeat of the Kabbalah from Achashman. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's what he means. So he writes that cryptic Russian. He says that the Kuhaniyah, Hashem, and Okech, and Emes have the same status as Tarsic Rishon as one after. There is Kabbalah from Ashmai, now let it be mastered. What kind of Kabbalah from Ashmai? All the 15 are Kabbalah from Ashmai. Adavra Adav, this is not only the first word. Sounds maybe a three. Well, the Pashtus is basis is assuming that the Pashtus are the right, and still, if he buys a bomb, the Pashtus still has a head to have circuit. If he marks it, deliver the silver and yellow. Why is my turn you pull? Then he says, I'm okay, I can't have a bomb. So why can't, no, my turn comes. So why can't he be marked it in the middle of my turn? I don't know if he may, but half day. Some have to half day Hashem Lakekov. Half day. The third is one four. So he can't be mastered yet. Okay. Just like it's in Buddha saying not to meditate in Mastic, so to what? At the end of the creation, yeah, that's how the Ramah says, that it's more common that the Emsaper has the status of Prosecution. Yeah. In other Rishonim disagree, they say, no, it's considered Prosecution, considered Emsaper. Okay. So that was the first member that the Rabbi Bachanina, Rabbi Bachanina, the Sabbath said the name of. Now it's called Ziyamah. I thought I mentioned that it's a different clear. If I'm mistaken, you said that it's the Yasir at night. Then it came on in the morning, sir. Isn't this letter instead of saying, Abba Salam said Abba Rabba? You switched by Yom Rabba. So the Salam of the Yasir with the Yasir. But the second block is not the same. The first block is a major difference. The first block appears from one of the major stresses on Yasir Amar. Amar Rabba. So if you switch that, the margin of variation I get. When you switch to Allah, Abba, Abba, Salam, the Salam of the Yasir, I would assume that you would be Yasir. You say it, but you say it by chakras and by mind. You say it at the end of the morning, you say both. You say it to Kriyas Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Tov Lachas Chayim. You mention all three. Oh, so that's, yeah, that's it. Right. You're not Yasir Midirabbana. You're not Yasir the Sakana Sakana of Abdichas Kriyas. Of the Zohar Shalakha, Abdichas Kriyas. The Amar Rabbi Bachin in the Shabbat, in the Shnei Drago, it's another member in the name of Rav, that's Megiyah, it's a davening, I'm a Salil. When a person davened Shemana Esrei, so the Gemara has later on that there are four specific points in the Shemana Esrei that a normal person has to be Korea. Ba'al is Tchil of Asaf, and Ba'al Zor is Tchil of Asaf. Mogen Avram, the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem, he has to be Korea, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avram. And then Noidim, and Atav Shim Chol Chandor Alaz. Those are the four places. What if the person wants to be Korea more? So the Gemara says that it's not God.
The Mishnah Berurah says that Moedim is different. That's what we're going to have to learn in Gemara now. Exactly here. Moedim is different. So he says, when you're Kareya, Mishnah Yashrei, Kishu, Kareya, three out of the four, the three is done when you say Barchat Hashem. And the fourth one is Moedim, the third out of the four is Moedim. You don't say Barchat Hashem, Moedim Anachnu, so then you don't say Barchat Hashem. So he says, whenever you say Barchat Hashem, Kishu, Kareya, Kareya, the book, you have to have your head down. And you have to be zokeh prior, before you say the Shem Hashem. The Shehu zokeh to Shem. He should be standing up erect at the time that he says the Shem Hashem. The only thing is that when you davish one after, it has to be Bamidah. Bamidah means you have to be standing up. You're not permitted to be in another position when you davish. It's not proper to be leaning over. Let's say, I think sometimes the Chazonim, when they're zokening, so the Chazon doesn't want to look at the Kohen's hand, so he leans over with a talus like this. It's not right. It's like a tree in the Rosh Hashanah, so it's not right. Yes, that's what Tosis points out, that those people who do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that they like to daven the Rosh Hashanah Esrei, the Shchiya, leaning down, they said the Shchiya, but they have to be careful when they come to the Barachat Hashem, and the end of all the brachas, they shouldn't be leaning over. Only those brachas where you have to be Mishtakah, but then Mishtakah, you're not permitted to be Koreah by any other brach. And the Vice President says, middle of the brach, it is okay. The panatizer means to be Mora Kavona. They do it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to enhance their Kavona. Shalach, no, but it's not that difficult. The pashtus is that it's not right. Pashtus is not right even in the middle of the Torah, because the din is that the Shonet is supposed to be decided by Amida. Amida means the Shifa, but you should be standing erect. And there are more quotes from Achloikis Achrayim, whether the Shifa means Bodhisattva Tzeniluah. When a person will shuffle during Shonet, is he permitted to shuffle or not? There are more quotes from Achloikis, and he says, no. But it's not proper to shuffle, only when you say the Shem Hashem. But the person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Yechoy Le'yam Yisrael. If you say Baruch Atah, when you say Hashem, you should shuffle a little bit. But the Pasuk says, Nitzei Shmi Yichasu. The Pasuk in Malachi. When you say the Shem Hashem, Yitzei Tuz Lechadol, Yichasu, he has a little moira. He trembles, he has a little fear and a little bit of tremble. But that's what the Ramah writes, that it's not proper to shuffle. He quotes other thoughts that you may shuffle another Shmanesh. But the Ramah passes that not. If he says that meaning, because the Tzivah Shmanesh is supposed to be Tamid, about me means, they're standing up.
That why,
that's what it says in the Nanur.
But it's okay for Hashem. It's make an Nanur of Hashem.
No, that's not an Esrei. That's a
why. Why don't you make an Nanur of Hashem?
That's the Magen Avraham Hashem. So that's not my Esrei. In the Shulchanach, the Ramah quotes also that the Chazan on Yamim Narayim is not permitted to kneel down on the floor. When he says Aleinu, when he says Achar Avam, Omni Malzara, that he's not allowed to kneel down on the floor. So the meaning of Goylem is that the Chazan doesn't walk around.
No,
they move away. No, but what about the Chazan
building?
They put something in it? Oh, so that's why we're supposed to do the same for the Chazan. But Amos says, no, there's an added problem. So what's the added problem? But the Chazan not allowed to bow down aside from Ezra Maskew. The solution that we have to the Ezra Maskew problem doesn't help for the Chazan. Why not? Because the Chazan has an added problem. So what's the added problem? So the problem of the Farshim HaShulchanach says the added problem of the Chazan is the stage manager has to keep the seat together. So there's no problem. Really done. How can you keep the seat together? So that's where the Chazonim have the trick. And they check the way they jump. They hold the seat together and they jump backwards, forwards and backwards. Or they don't jump, but they take away the gender and they drop down on the floor. So the Rav always used to point out when he used to give the Darshan. So it makes the Rav used to point out that that's half of the story. That the Taz talks about that you're not permitted to walk around in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The Chazan takes Shmoneh Esrei. He's not allowed to walk around. The Tzibur is not standing Shmoneh Esrei, so they can walk and do whatever they want. But the Chazan is standing Shmoneh Esrei, so he can't walk. But that's only half of the story. You know, the Tzibur on the Shmoneh Esrei says more to it than that. That even if the Chazan is standing on the same spot, and he doesn't walk away at all, he takes away the stand and kneels down, doesn't jump forward back with anything. It keeps the speaker in the same place. But the problem is that Shmoneh Esrei has to be recited by Amida. That's not done either, because part of the Shmoneh Esrei is laying down on the floor. But the Anu Baram and Aleinu are not necessarily part of the Shmoneh Esrei, because all Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be recited by Amida. But it wasn't, yeah, but it wasn't in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. It wasn't about Tzibur. The Kohen Gadol wasn't down in Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, so we have the minute that we fell down on the floor, but the Ramor says that you shouldn't allow the Chazan to do it.
The Chazan shouldn't allow
the Chazan to accept the Ramor, huh?
Yeah, all Chazan do
yeah.
What about when they do it, and the Kohen is telling me that he wants to do it, and he gets out of the kind of a string.
The Chazan really should stand by me the whole time. He shouldn't be in any other position. The other thing should be by me. There should be in the shuffle of the Ramor, only by the Shem Hashem to show. And that he shouldn't walk away also? They're both
the same.
No, they didn't know.
So what's the deal? See, the Hashulchan writes that there's a compromise, you know? That the Chazanim all violated some of the illness, and they said, but they should only allow the Chazanim to bow down. That's what he says by Elena, not by the Kanagor or the Mazar. Right, that's one, not the other. None of the Chazanim listen to what it says in any part of the The Kana didn't listen to anyone. So the Gemara has it in, when a person does the Kriya by Baruch Ata Hashem, he should be Kareh when he says Baruch Ata, and before he says Hashem Hashem, he should be Zerk. My time of the Rav, how much more my time of the Rav? How does Rav know this din? Just give Hashem, Zerk is to fool him. When you say the same Hashem, you should be in an erect position. Take my name, so this is not part of the Kajer. They teach me, Nihatu. When he says the same Hashem, he's in a position of Hachnor. So my lot, what kind of a position? That's what the Ramah, based on this part, it says, you shouldn't shuffle in the middle of babbling, Gavin Shonet, only when you say the same Hashem. So the Gemara understood over here, what does it mean to make Nihatu? When he says the same Hashem, he should be in a position of Hachnor, still being bowed down. When he says Baruch Ata Hashem, he should say the same Hashem, be clear. The Gemara says, no, mix it, Bishmi Nihatu, as he says the same Hashem. He's in a state of Hachnor, mix it. Prior to pronouncing the Shem Hashem, the Gemara is using the word Nitnei, this is the word Nitnei. Nitnei sounds like it's Nitnei, that's how Rashi writes. Prior to mentioning the Shem Hashem, he should be in a state of Achma, but then he should be very confused by the time he says the Shem Hashem.
Nitnei before.
But over here, Nitnei means before saying the Shem Hashem. I'm the Shmuel Achiyah by Rav, Shmuel told the son of Rav, Barurion usually means like either the son of a Talmud Chacham, or it means you are a Talmud Chacham, like a Ben Mobis, it means that your father died, you are a Ben Mobis, so it means that you are a Ben Mobis. Yeah. So usually means Baruri means you are a Talmud Chacham. And sometimes I should try Baruri on the son of a great Talmud
Chacham.
Yeah. Doesn't mean his father was a Chacham. That has to mean that he is bright. Yeah. Very bright person. So Shmuel told Rav, son, told the Emel of Milsa, Mari says, Amr, I'll tell you about from your father, tell me, I said to him. He's going to tell mother something that Rav said, Tami, Amr, Abu, your father said this while, and she correct, but Baruch, Shuzaki, Zaki, Hashem, this memory that the Gemara quoted, Rav, Bachim, his father said, name of Rav. So Shmuel said, another also in the name of Rav. Here they quote from the Arizal, and so far off, and our friends talk from the Arizal, why did he say Kishu? Korea Bibor. Why did he use the word Korea twice? Shuzeke Bishem, why did he say Zeke twice? So the Arizal made a deal that you should have the Korea should be done in two steps. That when the person is saying Shmuel Ezra, they should say Baruch like this, and Atah, Shibor like this, you divide the Korea into two parts. And then when you come up, you might as well say, Shuzeke, you do this, keep off in two steps. When he's down like this, and then he should go like this, and then go like this, slowly. When he goes like this down, it should be quickly, and when he goes up, he should go slowly, but he should do it in two stages. The going down should be in two stages, and the going up should be in two stages. That's when they quote from the Arizal, because that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out, that the bending over should be in two stages, not only when you have Baruch, Hato, Hashem. When you say Baruch, then you bend your knees like this, Hato, you go over like this, but you say Baruch Malach, there's no Baruch Hato. He goes back down straight. Yeah, it says before the Shem Hashem.
The Ramah says that the minig in his community was that when they said Mordim Rabbanim, they would say the whole Mordim Rabbanim the Shchiyah, from the beginning to the end. And then Mechaba has a different name. Mechaba says you're just like in Mordim Deraisa, so to speak. Yeah. Just like in, why is this Mordim Rabbanim, that's Mordim Deraisa? Yeah. 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 Ye But the Gemara Taitar says, when the Chazan says Maidin, to the Tzibu should say something wrong. Otherwise it's Nira Kikaita. The Chazan says, let's go say Maidah. And they just stand there, they don't say anything. So it says you should say wrong with the Chazan. What should you say wrong? The this Amar is a Dishmus, and the other Amar is a Tadmus of 5 or 6 Mishkot. We have to practice and we say the whole Mishkot of everything all together. That's why it's called Maidim Derabban. It's the Maidim of all of the Amar put together. That's why it's Maidim Derabban. It's not that this is Maidim Derabban, that's Maidim Derabban. So all of Maidim Derabban means that this is a combination of Mishkot. So the Ramah, so the Mechaber writes, just like when you say Maidim in the Shmoneh Esrei, you bow down at the beginning and you bow down at the end, B'tchil B'Sov, how you say, bow down at the beginning, Maidim, bow down at the Shem Chorban no Maidim. So the same is in Maidim Derabbanan. Borach Kel Ha'arigot, the same as Atav Shim Chalukhanu Ha'arigot. In the beginning of Maidim is the same. The fact that this is like the quote to Yerushalmi, that the Tzibur is supposed to recite Maidim Derabbanan slowly, simultaneously with the Chazan reciting his Maidim, and they should finish with him. So they'll bow down at the end, when he's bowing down at the end. And Achanik in Purim, when he says Alam Isim, they have to say very, very, very slowly. To finish at the end, same time as the house. So that's the issue that the Gemara raises. The Gemara Taita says, how can you possibly say something at the same time as the Chazan? How will you hear the Chazan? Because it didn't require that the Chazan has to say Maidim out loud. If the Gemara writes that it's not proper that the Chazan has a meaning that they don't say Maidim out loud, they say it quietly. So he said it again. To finish against the Gemara Taita. The Gemara says you have to say the whole Maidim out loud. And the Gemara says, a problem. How can we say Maidim out loud? While the Chazan is saying Maidim, how are we going to hear? The Gemara says, you can hear. The Chazan should say loud, and we should say softly, and you'll be able to hear. And that's what the Gemara introduces the topic when the Kohanim Duchen, some communities they used to say Tzukim. It's Tzukim that are printed on the side. So there's not allowed someone to recite those Tzukim. So the Gemara now, you're permitted to recite Tzukim. You're supposed to pay attention to the bracha that the Kohanim are reciting. So if you're saying Tzukim at the same time you're saying the bracha, how is it going to work? So the Gemara says, just like it works by Maidim Derabbanan, you can pay attention and say it, talk at the same time. So the same is true by Duchening also. If you're really doing it. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that by Duchening is not proper, you shouldn't say the Tzukim. So the Rishonim say, how come we have it printed in our Machzor? So they say you're supposed to look at it to be Ma'arid, but you're not supposed to say the truth. But by the Maidim Derabbanan, like that, you should say it very softly, and the Chazan should say the Maidim very loudly, so we'll be able to hear every word that he says. So if he does that same way, didn't finish my answer, it's also good.
The same way that it's left to
go. Yeah. So is he saying it's part of his
plan? He doesn't have to hurry up, the same way that
it's left. No. Knowing that I'm going to miss Kiddush, I'm going to miss Shamanet, bowing down when the Chazan says Maidim. But the Iker brought this to bow down. So they said, what's the problem? In the middle of Shamanet, you can also bow down. He said, yeah, but you're not supposed to. It's preferable that you shouldn't bow down. You're supposed to bow down when you're not in the middle of Shamanet. But if I'm in the middle of Shemesh, the same words are the same as the Chazan. So I'll say Maidim. I'll say the same Maidim that he said. I'll bow down and say the same Maidim that he said. I'll say Maidim that
one.
Yeah, that says it's still enough like that. They should say it softly and pay attention to the...
Okay. By calling, bend your neck and bend your neck. By going down or by going up. You know, you're supposed to bend your neck and you bend down.
Yeah.
So when you have to bend your neck, but going down or when you have to bend it when you come up?
When you come up it's good. Yeah. When you go down, so you go down in 2 stages. First you do the knees without the neck. Like go up, then you stay up, and you're supposed to bend over the whole body. Bend over the whole body, but there's a foot in the top of the lower face. The shame that you show me, well, the Rosh Hashanah Yeshua, you shouldn't bend over too much. Sometimes people bend over so much, it looks a little silly. But they're supposed to show me that that's not proper. The proper thing is to bend over, more as late, the patient says, and that's what he says. Well, that's what he says, he eats her. When a person leans over, it must have been a half chesem, but if a person doesn't feel well and has aches and pains and he's falling apart, whatever, rheumatism, so as long as he leans up a little bit, even if he's in Rosh and says yes to the heaven, he must have that if he doesn't feel well. But if he's a young, healthy person and he's dying from Rosh, then the proper thing is, he should bend Baruch Hashem in 2 stages, Baruch Hashem, he should kneel, act as if he's kneeling in the air, and then after he should bend over, how much bend over? But he must have, he should bend over so much, when a person bends over to the back, around the heart, will
fold up
both on top of the heart and on the bottom of the heart. You'll have the size of an ether. An ether is a coin, let's say a silver dollar. A silver dollar coin. You have such an ether in between the upper layer of that and the lower layer of that. You have to bend over so much that that part of the body will be
folded.
You should be able to see a coin on the floor. Rashi says the chizma is a shevet like a stick that you bend over quickly. So too, when you do the kriya downward, you should do quickly. Because zakis, when he got up, zakis kichidyo, two parts. Number one, he did it slowly, like a snake turns very slowly. And number two, the snake first picks up his head, and then he picks up the rest of the body. So too, the person should, that's what the Aliza points out, that's what the Rishonim have also. He should come up in two stages. He should first pick his head up and then pick up the rest of the body. Just like when he's zakis, he should be zakis in two stages. He shouldn't do it in one step. So too, the zakifa should also be in two stages. I don't know. More hachno, whatever. And by my opinion, Mr. Burke quotes from that point, and I can do it in one shot. Yeah. So I think the down, there's no baruch. Baruch has to do with the Italian, with me. It really doesn't, but the breaking it up into two parts is only when you say baruch has to do with the Italian. But by my opinion, there's no word baruch, but when you're going down, you do it in one stage. When you're coming up, I think you do again in two stages. Because it is gimel.
Well,
you're talking about Ashkenazi, the Mogim, we are special, our head is right? The one involved that Shimi of the Torah, yeah. And Mogim Rabbanu, that's the Mechad Narmah, two Minhogim. So the Mechad writes that Mogim Rabbanu, you bow at the beginning, you bow at the end, same as the Chad. And the Ramah says, no, that it's not really a Brocha. Mogim Rabbanu is not a Brocha. But then the Ramah says that the meaning where he came from was that the people we said the whole Mordim Rabban of the Shriya. Either the Din, Hashem, Zekit, Kufni, after when you say the Shem Hashem, you have to say Hashem. So it's not only when you say the Shem Hashem in the Bracha of the Shmona. But here it's not a Bracha. The meaning is that you say Bani. The meaning is, I think you should have said it a lot like that. If you say Mordim Rabban of Amidah, so the down should be more noticeable. Yeah. By
what?
Right. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, yes. By mother, we bow without bending the knees, not two stages, one step. One step. Yeah, the regular Shulah, so the Mishnah Berurah says, is different from the other three kriyas. The other three, you do the kriya in two stages, first the knees, and then you bend over the body. By mother, you don't. By mother, you say, you lean over right away.
You don't think you don't
get it. Right. Yeah, that's pretty close. You should spin after the whole Chazor Hashem. Yeah, there are more clues to Rambam like that. Look, I feel you should spin for the whole Chazor Hashem. Yeah. Yeah. The Rambam writes, the Hazor Hashem writes like this. If I didn't dive in the Spiritus Manet, if I dive my left side, I would be up, I made a mistake, whatever, I wasn't used to that. I'm going to listen to the Chazan in order to be Yaitse Shmanesh. I wasn't Yaitse yet. But then I have to stay with my feet together. That says in Agor Zman, you have to stay with your feet together. But what if I was Yaitse Shmanesh? I'm obviously with the Lash. Now I want to be Yaitse Chazor Hashem. It's a different thing. But that, it doesn't say in the Rishon, you have to stay with your feet together. But Raman says, you should stay. And the Ramah quotes Raman, you should stay. That's the Rosh Hashanah. He used to be Mahadir, to stand there in Chazor Hashem with the feet together also, even though we already were Yaitse Shmanesh with the Lash. So he gave a whole explanation. He said that there are two inyanim. There's a din of tefillah. The tefillah and din of tefillah are tefillah. The tefillah in Hebrew is that 10 people are davening tefillah balachas simultaneously. Then you ate the tefillah and tefillah. He gave you a tefillah. There's tefillah. All 10 people together. And then there's a whole tefillah together. It's not for one tefillah. That's tefillah and tefillah.
So just like when you daven Tfilas HaYochid, you have to keep your feet together, so too, when a thousand davens are Chazorot HaShad, he's davening on behalf of all the members of the Tzibah, so they're not saying that Chumrin, and each of them Shatzah. He used to sing the whole time, yes. Yes, he used to, in the later years, when he was already weaker, there used to be Matan Nazorim on Erev Rosh Hashanah just on stage. Matan Zahra said, he didn't say the whole Tzibah that we say, Shimon HaRabot HaDeh HaMunke. It's very long, so he just said, I have a meeting that I stand by Chazorot HaShad and by Leiding, and I'm not strong enough. Oh, I'll be mocking Neda. I don't have Chazorot that I did it. It's a good meeting. I have Chazorot I didn't say to be Neda. And if I'm able to stand, I'll stand. I remember he used to be mocking Neda. He used to stand anyway. He used to stand anyway. But just in case he won't be strong enough to stand, so he wants to be mocking Neda. But he said that once he did have Chazorot HaShad, he'd be mocking Neda Rosh Hashanah. So one of the older Balabasim said, a European Balabasim said, oh, Rabbi, that's what it is. He thought it had to do with the Chalayim. Next to Hathavah Chalayim, and Hathavah, he said, he never could be the Hathavah in Hebrew. He never knew what they were talking about. He thought it had to do with Bian Chalayim or something. The first time he ever understood was Rabbi Soloveitchik said it in English, the abridged version. Now he's going to take the third member from Rav. Yom Rav Bachin and Samish made Rav. Another member going to get to Davidin. But all you long when you Davish when that's the Kolosh on the Kula. I'm going to spell how Kela Kadosh at the end of the third row. And in the middle is when that's Merah Hertz. So when you spot Chut now, so it's made Shuvah, and that's all Yom Shem Rosh Hashanah and Kikurin. And in Davish when that's where you have to stress the theme of Malchius. Because I've got a dog who became a Melech on Rosh Hashanah. Ain't Melech below Yom Shem Rosh Hashanah is when he created all the Marishim. Rosh Hashanah never had me to create all the Marishim. It was the sixth day of the Bria, it wasn't the first day. But that's when he became a Melech. And every year we renew the kingdom, we stress the theme. It's one of the Ikeh themes of Rosh Hashanah. And Mafia, the Rosh Hashanah instead of Rachel, I said, Melech HaKadosh instead of Rachel HaKadosh, when he died in the Bava, he saw that, and instead of saying, Hey, Lord, so come here, he said, I'm Melech HaMishpah. When he judges the Mishpah, when he judges the Rachel HaMishpah. That's what Rav Bachin and Sol says in Mishmei Derav. The Rav Loza disagrees, Rav Loza Amar, he disagrees, Afil Amar, Kero Kadosh, Yotso. Shinema, the Pasuk is speaking about a certain Mishpah, Yotso Hashem spoke upon Mishpah, Kero Kadosh, Nikas, it's Tzorka, when does this happen? Ema Kadosh, Yotso Hashem spoke upon Mishpah. When does the Rav Bachin judge the whole world and he's considered even higher? He judges the world on a Thursday Shuvah. And still he describes it as Akela Kodesh, you see, so Akela Kodesh is good. What exactly is the machlokes between Rav and Rav Loza? They argue that to be Eber, they argue to Hachila. So if you look at the Rabbeinu Yoinen, the Talamor, they have, they make the Kelim on the wrist, they have three pshat. Some Rishonim say, look Hachila, everybody agrees. You have to say, Melech HaKodesh and Melech HaMishpah, the machlokes seems to be Eber. The Rav Loza says that the B'ri Yevit is good. That's what it sounds like. Mama Kankon is B'ri Yevit is Yotso, but Rav Tzvi is masculine if you have to say. And then you go back to it, it's also like that. Drink the Gemara, my happy Allah, the Gemara can think, how do you tap a Taskin? A place is between Rav and Rav Loza, how do you Taskin? Rav Loza was a Talmud of Rav, how do you Taskin? The Gemara says that Machlek is in the later terrorists also. Amr Rav Yevit, Rav Kel, Kodesh, Melech, Ed, Stalk, and Mishpah, it's good, B'ri Yevit, the other way. Rav is sounds like Rav, it's not good, B'ri Yevit. Amr Rav Kodesh, Amr Rav Kodesh, Amr Rav Kodesh, what does it more say? But even B'ri Yevit, you're not getting it. That's one way of learning. So the Hasidim, they won't ask him that they have to change the Nusa. Not like it is B'ri Yevit. Now the Rishonim say no. B'ri Yevit is Yichai Yotzit. Echad Yotzit, you're not getting it. You're not the same thing. Melech HaKodesh, Kela Kodesh, same thing. Melech HaMishpah, the same thing. So B'ri Yevit is different, but Machlokes is only Melech HaTchila. Do you have to change it at all? And Rav Moses says, no, you say Melech HaTchila, Kela Kodesh. The Pasuk goes on a Thursday night Shuvah. And the Pasuk is sad to the Bible. So the Hatzili should be more explicit that it, this is the season of the year that the Rabbani Shalom is going to
be.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah, you say hi, Yosef.
Yeah. And today he is Yosef. And Rabbi is just like Rav, no, the Chatzchiri has to say HaMelech HaKadosh with the Yedet, and not Yosef, if you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh. Chatzchiri has to say HaMelech HaKadosh with the Yedet, Then Taisus has a shayla, and what if he's Mishani, he didn't say the chen l'chaim, what if he didn't say a choy, when he said the chen Taisus? So Taisus quotes, right, that's not even mentioned in the Mar, that's in the Goyim, that's mentioned in Masech HaSeifen, which is composed by the Goyim, that for certain is by the Goyim, it's not by the Yamaroi. So Taisus says, the same thing, the chen t'chlein, and the chamoich ha'kshav l'chaim, say v'chaim, as we're mentioning my Omar. If he didn't say those hoishofes, he's not Yetzir, the Yetzir, he's called some best alcham the prophets, he's not Yetzir, but the chen posted up any Yehuda. The last three lines in the text is the Hilchusha. There's a quote either the Ram or the Rach or whatever. Somebody says, Kotra, the Emasir Masim Kolodim from the Lord Pasuk, the Seif of the Seif. But other statements, the Seif in the Gemara, the Bukhan, the Seif, the Seif, the Seif, the Seif, the Seif, the Seif, there's only one time that we say to someone else that you treat it as if it's treated the Nisach HaBrocha, you don't treat it like a field. It says like this, what if the Chazan in the middle of the Chazorot HaShav doesn't feel well? And it can't continue davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this shadow usually comes up Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. All year long the davening is not so long. Rosh Hashanah Kippur takes so many people, and that's the Rosh Hashanah Esrei. So it happens every so often that he can't finish this one up. So what's the diff? If it's in the middle of the Gimel Rishonah, the Chazan didn't say yet. Hamelech HaKadosh. He didn't finish the Zohar Zohar, he didn't finish HaMelech HaKadosh yet. So then, and then he can't finish the Shema Esrei, so the Mishnah says, lay him off and retreat the Gimel Rishonah as one unit, and the new Chazan that takes over has to start all the way back to the beginning. Or let's say in the middle of Gimel Achreinus, starting from the stage till the end of the Shema Esrei, the Chazan just can't finish, so the new Chazan that takes over has to start from the beginning of the stage, from the Gimel, from the beginning of that unit. What happens if it's a weekday, yeah, he gets stuck in the middle of the Lama Shina. In the middle of the Lama Shina, so the new Chazan begins from the beginning of the Lama Shina. He can't just start from Baruch Atah Hashem from the end. We're the first Chazan in his holding part. After starting the Tzivos, Baruch Atah Brochesh, he's the Kol HaRishon. But if it's the Gimel Rishonah, Gimel Achreinus, he's treated as one unit, and the new Chazan, the text of it, has to start from the beginning. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, start from the beginning? Say again, another hour and a half of Tiyutim, all over again. The Tiyutim, you don't have to repeat again. You already said Kiddusha, you have to repeat, because the same Shulchan has got to say Kiddusha. So what about Zachrein Elachai? But there's an Achreinim, it's only one line. So it's an Ibn Tridi Piyutim, all right, that you have to be the evidence you left it out, but we treat it, for these purposes, we treat it as if it's a part of the Nusach HaTfilah, so we insist that the second Chazan, he also says Achreinim Elachai. That's all. You should also say, Achreinim Elachai. Why is it?
What's the problem with those circles?
Yes. Kashkagin has to take over from the beginning of the Brot on Malkus. From the beginning of the Brot on
Malkus.
What's the problem with those circles? Oh, that Shalom was the Dumbe Goyen, is quoted as having a title that there are three Brothers that the result is Mishana, and he said that it's not Brot. That on a Thursday they should, they conclude the Shemarek, the Father saying, I'm going to call the Shemarek, I'm going they said it's not correct, and my mother says he's going to change the Sarah Broker. And then when you do it, instead of saying, Hamadah Vishkinos on the sea, you say, Shalos for about the year. They said it doesn't say that anyway. We had on the previous daf, when we learned before the summer, Rashi says that in the daytime English, when he does, and you should say, Shalos from the last of the year on the so they made a Zechel of English, because we could do it, and he's supposed to be in the daytime English, the Shas, at the conclusion of HaKadosh Kabbalah, speak with the Gemara says in Sarita. You learn how from a Sarita and Parashat Shas. So that's how the academics says. So you make a zeher to the bracha that they said in the Beis Hamikdash. So you switch the bracha instead of saying Hamas Shalom since the Shalom about to be on. So the Rambam is going saying it. Where does it say anywhere in the? It says in the Siddur like that. But where does it say in the Mother Hashem? You have to change the so they said it's not proper. So you say Hamas Shalom to the Siddur there also. And the third time it was that on Shabbos resolving when he got married, so they said the piyutim in the middle of the Rech of Kriyashma when they said the Marobis. So instead of saying Gaal Yisrael, so the thing was in Europe, and they came to the state Tzur Yisrael the Gaal. Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech, Melech Tzur Yisrael the Gaal. So the Gaal Yisrael says that's not the Mazdei HaKav. The Gaal is Gaal Yisrael. So that's really kind of you shouldn't be Mishnah. Where does it come from? The meaning that you say Oysa Hashem? So the later Achranim say that they wrote in this form that you should say Oysa Hashem at the end of this month. That means when you step back 3 steps, you say, instead of saying Oysa Hashem and Ramam, you say Oysa Hashem and Ramam. On Rosh Hashanah there are many things that have to be incorporated into the Mishra and the Kaddish also you say Oysa Hashem. So it says in this morning you should say Oysa Hashem at the end of this month so the Baalah Bratim thought that it means you should change the bracha. Instead of saying Rosh Hashanah don't say Oysa Hashem. And it didn't mean that, it just meant Oysa Hashem and Ramam instead of Oysa Hashem and Ramam. Why talk about Oysa Hashem and Ramam? Why did you change that? Because one of the Ikir things that's supposed to be included in the Tzvila Rosh Hashanah is Shalom. You have to include the theme of Mishpat, because the Rosh Hashanah judges know, you have to include the theme of mountains, you have to include the theme of Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Ma'ayim and Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam. Emes Adin Shalom and Tariru Avayit and Zimot Chasod. You have to include all of these things. Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam, because the Rosh Hashanah created the world and he wants it to live. And he wants people to, and he created the world for a Taklis. And the Taklis was Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Ma'ayim, there are 3 things that are the Taklis of the world. There are 3 things that you have to have that the world just shouldn't flap. You have to have energy to do something that's to you. That's not my point. So the first one is trying to mean 2 different things. So if you look at the additional piyutim and brachas that we say, the additional nufa chatzila, we say in Rosh Hashanah, these 6 things appear. There's Rosh Hashanah, Shalom Amad, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and then the 7 things that the Gemara says in the Pesach, Mishakot, Mulabriya. 7 things that the Rabbani Shalom created before he created the world. Mashal Mashiach and Tshuva and all those things also. That you have to mention in Shemana Esrei also, one place or another. We mentioned them all. Those are the added things that are supposed to be added on our Rosh Hashanah. So that's why... Yeah, but we have Shalom mentioning the additional things in the Shemana Esrei too. Not only at the Oysa Hashanah, we have it in the Shemana. Different places. It's hidden. The things are hidden. I thought Rabbi Kutzner has a drasha in his sefer, Baha Yitzchak. He writes that all of the special additional themes that are added on Rosh Hashanah are all hidden themes. So the Gemara says, Baketo Yom Chageinu, it has to be hidden. Why does it have to be hidden? But he quotes from the Gemara and Chagigah, and it's a medrash like that. That the Gemara says in the Chagigah, in the second parish, that whatever happened before, Kula Shalat Bechol Tzavam, you're not permitted to sink into those things too much. Malachon and Malachon, while before the world was created, while the depth of the world will see from this. The Rebbe will want to give you permission to think about what's doing now. After Raku, it says in the Medrash, up until Baruch Hu Hashem, my Maskan is quite another king Hector Dover. The Kamielach is right Malach and Chakor Dover. He's supposed to clear a lot about what happened after Raku, but what happened before is supposed to be Hector Dover. That's why all the traditional themes of Rosh Hashanah are the things of Chaydan by who? That's all. Rosh Hashanah was the Yamashishi of the Briya. And Rosh Hashanah was the next day. Young Aris Island. So all of those things are supposed to be Hestadola. That's why we smuggle in the things that is and we don't check what they are. But these attacks, if you look carefully, these attacks are all of the things. The Shloshet Dvarim HaOlam Hazeh, the Shloshet Dvarim HaOlam Kayim, and the seven things that that are created before the world. Because these are the things that the world, these are things that are either needed for the world to function, or these are the purpose of the world. Those are the additional things on Rosh Hashanah. These are Machlekes L'Machlainim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. What if on the night of Rosh Hashanah, just like the night of Rosh Chodesh, you prepare to forget the Tei Yalav Yavai? So the Gemara says, later you don't have to daven over. Normally when you forget Yalav Yavai, Chalamayda, Am Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven over the Shvan Esrei. Let's say Ma'irev HaChalamayda, a person forgets Yalav Yavai. That's a daven over the Shvan Esrei. So we're not Rosh Chodesh, so Rosh Chodesh did one exception to it. Forgot to say, So the Gemara said, because they were Kashan and Sachodesh Balaz, whatever the Hezri. So the Chayyotim quotes the Chiddush in the name of the Zul Nadayim, the Babel of Tatsvela, who was in his contemporary Chayyotim, that if a person, Chayyotim quotes every so often from this Dayim, the Babel. And also before the other places, he quotes the Heroes from our Babel. They have a lot from our Babel. The Machon Yerushalmi just printed a whole paper, which he found in Sabiyat. Because Torah from Abraham al-Tashram, that he has a Chayyotim quotes this one that all of the Akronim discuss. As the person by mistake said the first night of Rosh Hashanah, Hakel HaKadosh, Torah Mamelach HaKadosh. So just like on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget the Yalav Yavai, 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 Yalav Nisach HaYayin of the Tzomet Shol Shatar, and every Tzeitzach Shavuot Sukkot, and every Yom Tov Yom Kippur, the Shir Shal Yom is changed. You say the Yom Tov the Shir Shal Yom four, three times, by the Nisach HaYayin of the Tzomet Shol Shatar, by the Nisach HaYayin of the Mesavar, by the Nisach HaYayin of Tzomet Shol Be'er Habayi. You say the Yom Tov the Shir Shal Yom. You don't say the Wednesday, Tuesday, you don't say the Zavar the Shir Shal Yom. Right, which is there? And on Rosh Hashanah it's like this, and Rosh Hashanah is like the Nisach HaYayin of the Tzomet Shol Shatar. You still say the Bokha Tikkun Shir Shoyom, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day of the week it happens to be. And then the Shir Shoyom for the Nisach HaYayin and Musaf and Tom Shol Ben Abayin, that's Rosh Hashanah Day. Why? Because Rashi says he explained, normally the Eidim wouldn't have come so early in the morning before the Tom Shol Shaka. Even if it's desperate that the Eidim came, and everybody in Yerushalayim knows that already declared today is Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says he's interpreted in the Gemara, the end of Rosh Hashanah, you still say the Bokha Tikkun Shir Shoyom, because 9 out of 10 times, it won't happen like that. It won't happen like that. So that's the Shaila. Maybe I'll be here also. Maybe the Leil Rosh Hashanah is since I'm catching the Kurdish Balaila, the Yodim Kaddish Kurdish in the morning till 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And normally they'll do the Nisach HaYad and Tamash HaShaka before the Bez and we'll get ready to be the Kaddish of the Kurdish. But that's what our Babalat sign is, that if by mistake he says, Achel HaKadosh HaMelech 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 HaKadosh Say over the day, Talevi has a tiny against Rav Babylon. What should they say? So he says, if you would daven up Bokha Dikishmana Esam Leil Rosh Hashanah, you test Bokha, he says, I'd go along with Rav Babylon. But the Medubra is that the guy's davening a young Dikishmana Esam. He says, if you daven up Bokha Dikishmana Esam, he says, what's the Rav Babylon says? At the end, he says that. If Leil Rosh Hashanah by mistake, he daven Silas Kol, that's Mikan Ayona. If you want to say anything, say like Rabbi Yonah. But to say that you daven in Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei, they said that that's what they said. That's a tzad to the south. And what about that? What about Rabbi Yonah? What about Rabbi Yonah? He said if you daven in Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei, the Yaitzei, because then the Kippur Shmoneh Esrei. So that's what the Rav dedicated the whole Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei to explain why he thought that it wasn't correct. Why is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Why is the reverse? Yeah. That's the thing that they're doing. They're not going to be together, but they're doing it. They're
doing
it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it.
They're doing it. They're doing it.
Actually, the beginning of Parshas Vayera, close to the Gemara and close to the second half of the Seder. But really, the Baruch Shalom wanted to give Avraham Avinu a break in the Yom HaShlishi, and he lost eye, and he was sick, and he had to recuperate, and he couldn't he has to rest up and recuperate. But he saw that Avraham Avinu felt so tired that missing the opportunity of having enough sukkah, so the Baruch Shalom sent along some Arachim that he should fulfill the mitzvah of Achnas HaShlishi. So the Zalt Frech Nakasha, if the Baruch Shalom already sent Arachim, so why do they have to appear like Ozi Abu Dizor? Rashi says that he told them, like Ozi Abu Dizor, and he was of the other Shabbat, like Ozi Abu Dizor. If he's not the end, then yes, send him Arachim. This is what Arachim sent all the way from the righteous and the right people. Why did he send back these people who look like Ozi Abu Dizor just to wash off his feet? They should try to convince them, they should say a Arachim, they should mention, they should say, it's me, it's easy, you know. So they were kind of it. So the Bell says the name of the Beit Halev, the name of Chaim Brisker, that let's say there are a lot of people visiting in the community. And then they have to sleep over, they have to eat and sleep by different Balabatim, by different people in the community. So the ones who have over the Choshes, the Choshes, the people, the one has over the Rabban, the Tamil Hatamim, has less of the Kima, Mitzvah, not the Seven Ramirim. We have to learn from the game. There's more of a mitzvah to invite over a person who doesn't offer you anything. But that's like the doctor, the Rebbe Shalom, he saw that Rabban was himself there, he didn't want to be not treating him with Arachim, let him recuperate. Then when he saw himself there, he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah, let him fulfill the mitzvah with Arachim. So he brought in people that he wouldn't have any honor in having these guests over. The worst of the worst, he thought that they were up there with his Arachim. And that's why he fulfilled the mitzvah. In fact, the Pasuk said that he went out of his way to give them and everything was so delicious. And it's an interesting point that the Rambam quotes in the bit of Hida Mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Hida Mitzvah, you have Tzilin Noyim, and then Talazakolas, and Talazakolas, and I saw everything. And then he says, when you have Orchim over, you should give them delicious food, and it should be sweet tasting and pleasant, and it should be comfortable, and everything should be Mishnah. Because that's the Hida Mitzvah, not necessarily. So the Baruch Shalom knew that Avraham Avinu felt bad, the Baruch Shalom didn't kind of miss the Shleimusa, so he brought them the worst of the worst people of the other Yerushalayim. And they thought the way it is, but that's for the best. There's still copies left of the...